Good morning, church. I just want to tell you guys all thank you for praying for us as the week progressed and as we continue to work on this technology and just trying to bring the church to you. Just trust us. We are working hard all long hours and just trying to put everything together just so we could spread the gospel in the way that we have to spread it right now. So today I'd like to talk about Palm Sunday. Palm Sunday is a story that comes from all four of the Gospels. This is a story that reminds us of the triumphant entry of Jesus. This Jesus entered Jerusalem knowing that this trip would be the end of his sacrificial death for the sin of humanity. Human nature brings us fear, not faith. But this Jesus, he teaches us about the character of God, the true character of God. That is faith, not fear. In today's world, it's no different than when Jesus was roaming the earth. And if we think about biblical times, we could go back to Adam and Eve. We could go back to the fall. We could go back to the children of Israel. They all face times of uncertainty. Just like we are today, especially with this disease, COVID-19, amongst us. And the truth is right now, many of us may be asking this question right now. Jesus, where are you? Jesus, where are you? Where are you at? I can make this promise to you today. He is right where you left him. I get it. We all have real fears and real issues in our lives right now. I got to be honest with you this morning. The real fear is not of this current epidemic, but the fear of letting ourselves adjust our lives to where Jesus is. We need to adjust our lives to be closer to his heart. I want you to reflect this moment, this morning, just for a moment. You see, when Jesus rode into Jerusalem, the crowds refused to see him as truly, but instead, they placed their personal desires on him, just as we do today. Who is Jesus to you? Let me ask that again. Who is Jesus to you? Is he merely someone to satisfy your selfish wants or your personal goals? Or is he really the Lord and Master of your life who gave up his life to save you and I from sin? Now let me see if I can connect the story of Palm Sunday this morning to our situation now in our lives with a little help of a few scriptures and a lot of help of the Holy Spirit. Let God move us. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, I just lift you up today, Lord, and give you thanks, Lord, for who you are, Lord, and for what you have done for us today, Lord. Forgiving us, Jesus, Lord, for being the perfect model here on earth, Lord. We are thankful, Lord. Lord, as we continue today, Lord, give me the right words, Lord, to be able to bring to the people of your people, Father. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray. Amen. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus sent two disciples ahead of the village of Bethpage. About a mile away from the city, at the foot of the Mount of Olives, he told them to look for a donkey tied by a house. With his unbroken colt next to it, Jesus instructed his disciples to tell the owners of the animal that the Lord needs it. Do you hear those words? The Lord has a need of it. This Jesus needs a donkey and his young colt. And when Jesus needs something, we should always be obedient. Just as these men, they found the donkey, they brought it out, and his young colt, and placed their cloths and on the colt, Jesus sat on the young donkey and slowly, humbled, made his triumphant entry into Jerusalem. In the path, people threw their cloaks on the ground and put palm branches on the road before him. Others waved branches in the air. Let's be reminded, in these times, a donkey and a colt didn't have no business with the king and royalty. Yet this Jesus, the humble servant, who had domain over all the sheep and all the oxen and all the beasts of the field, chose to ride the colt for the entry to Jerusalem. Jesus, where are you at? He's sitting on top of this colt, showing his love for human kindness. And he knew that he was about to be handed to the religious leaders to take a sacrificial sacrifice for mankind. Man, this Jesus, isn't he amazing? And yet, sometimes we don't see the faith that Jesus had. Even when he knew that the world around him was falling apart, he kept faith and he continued riding on his colt to his Father. We should be thankful every day that we serve a Jesus that meets us wherever we are in life. I feel as we want Jesus to be in the center of our lives. I wasn't there to see Jesus travel down that road, but I have a sense and the privilege to tell you today that Jesus wants us to move closer to God's heart, just as Jesus traveled to his Father's heart. In Hebrews 1:2 tells us how God spoke to Jesus. It says, guess what, all sons and daughters, and we're all sons and daughters of his. In the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophet at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, as he spoke to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, and through him also he made the universe. This Jesus, where is he at? He's putting his faith in his Father's hands and listening to his Father's plan for him. Just as we should be doing today, these crises that we face in the time is no different than any experience that God's people faced before. We are the people of God. And in the midst of this, we need to be in deep prayer, on our hands and knees, and honestly seeking to put Jesus in the center of the heart and the center of this world. You know, with COVID-19 around, I find myself thinking a lot more of my life nowadays. The further I grow and the more I mature with my relationship with God, the more trust and the more faith that gets aligned with God's plan for my life. I get it. We as humans doubt the possibility of things. We doubt the unlimited power that God has. Just think for a moment the miracles that Jesus performed as he was here on earth. I want you to think for a second. How many miracles has this Jesus performed in your personal life? I myself wouldn't be here proclaiming the gospel if it wasn't for his saving grace. And for this Jesus traveling on the road on his colt to save a sinner like me. Matthew 21:9 talks about large Passover crowds surrounding Jesus, shouting, Hosanna, Son of David, blessed is he who come, the name of the Lord, Hosanna in the highest. These people's cries of Hosanna, that came from Psalms 118:25-26. Hosanna means save now. Here were people that witnessed many miracles from Jesus. We should be blessed and honored to call him Lord of our lives. We should hold on to the promises and know that he will save us. He will save us now, Hosanna, from these crises. We should be rejoicing, knowing that our God is great. Our hands should be filled, should be lifted in the presence of the Lord. He is the one that saves. Now you may be still be asking, Jesus, where are you? I want you to do something for me today. And I want you to hold your hands like this. Just for a moment. And I want you to allow Jesus to touch your heart. Allow the Holy Spirit to move closer to you. Move closer to this world. We need to be the church, even from our homes, waving these palm leaves in the midst of this crisis, chanting and proclaiming this Jesus. He will have victory over our land, over our families, over our fear, over our anxiety. He will provide the essential needs. In faith, we stand with Jesus. We love. We are together as a united family of Christ, my brothers and sisters. 1 Peter 5:7, he says, cast all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. This Jesus cares for us. And we don't even deserve it. And he wants you to leave your anxieties and whatever's going on in your life at his doorstep. This is where Jesus is at. In the midst of this, he's willing to lay it all out for us. You see, the people of this city, they didn't fully understand Christ's mission and yet didn't know what was to come, but they worshiped and honored God. And we are those people that don't understand why God does things. But we must be reminded of our faith and be obedient to his words. And I got to be real with you. Not knowing God's plan for us, it's okay. But knowing that we will be in his presence one day in the midst of his holy land in eternal life is our goal. You know, the Pharisees who were jealous of Jesus and afraid of the Romans, they said, teacher, rebuke your disciple. He answered, I tell you, if these were silent, their very stones would cry out. And just as I close today, I want us to be reminded. Be reminded that the devil is a jealous one. He's afraid of what this Jesus could do to change the mind and the minds of these people. See, the people of Jerusalem saw Jesus as an earthly king who defeated an oppressed Roman Empire. Their vision of him was limited by their own words, worldly needs. They failed to understand that Jesus had come to triumph over much greater than any enemy than Rome. An enemy who defeated would have an impact far beyond the boundaries of his life. And I'm here to tell you today that this Jesus will conquer this crisis and many more crises in our lives. Because this Jesus came to overthrow the enemy of our souls, Satan. He came to defeat the power of sin and death. Jesus did not come as a political conqueror, but he came as the Messiah King, the Savior of souls, and the giver of eternal life. This Jesus is here and in living in spirit. We his people, that's you and I, need to keep the cries of Hosanna, Hosanna, because he is saving us now. He is saving us now as we speak. He's here to overthrow evil and fill it with love. For we are living in the flesh, but we will find rest and peace as in his eternal life. Jesus is saving us now. That's where he's at, this Jesus. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, I just thank you today, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for just being the King of Lords, Lord. Lord, all that you have done for us, Lord, even though we don't deserve it, Lord, you're there for us, Lord. And I know, Lord, that your promises are real. Scripture tells us over and over through so many stories that we could look to you, Father, and then no matter what, Lord, no matter through any circumstance, we could go, Father. Lord, it's a blessing to serve you. It's a blessing to be your child of God, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to take away all the anxiety, take away all the fears, Lord, and let us be the church that you called us to be, Lord. Let us glorify your kingdom, whether it be on the internet, Lord, whether it be waving palm trees outside of our windows, Lord, knowing that you are coming, Lord, and you have risen, Father. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray. Amen.
God sent his Son, they called him Jesus. He came to love, heal and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is